This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. I often say, remove an obstacle from the path, and if you cannot remove an obstacle, then the least you can do, don't become an obstacle. Likewise, I say, reconcile between two quarreling parties, and if that's not possible, then don't ignite a fight between two. So there's an incident regarding the noble companions, may Allah be pleased with them. Prior to Islam, you had the Aus and the Khazraj that were rivals and they were at loggerheads. After Islam, they were united, they were one strong ummah, and they rallied around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unity that's unprecedented in the annals of human history. The noble companions were sitting, and it was a very relaxed and a calm ambience. And then came a disbeliever, an enemy, an adversary, a foe. فَغَاضَهُ مَا رَأَى And he observed the warm ambience amongst the companions, and this enraged him. So he then deployed someone to go and ignite a spark between two groups of the Sahaba. Now they're united, they're Ansar, they're Muhajireen, they're close. But prior to Islam, the condition was rivalry, loggerheads, etc., feuds, altercations, and skirmishes. So this person came and he selected one of the poems from the stanzas, which was brimming with rivalry and tribalism, which would give off a stench of superiority of one race over the other. He barely read that one verse or one stanza from that entire poem, and of course the entire gathering just erupted into flames. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَتَمَثَّلْ هَذَا بِبَيْتٍ وَهَذَا بِبَيْتٍ So one is now condemning the other, and that one is responding back and forth. The noble companions, in the fit of the moment, picked up their weapons, and they were on the verge, كَادُوا أَن يَقْتَتِلُوا That it could lend itself into an argument and a full-blown skirmish. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam got wind, he came dashing, the verses of the Quran were revealed, amongst which were, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ O you who believe, fear Allah, and die as believers. No sooner the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he quelled the atmosphere, they dropped their weapons, they embraced each other. My message is simple, my brother. If you are in a social get-together, don't use a statement or bring about a discussion which is insensitive to some, which is going to trigger a sore nerve and is going to convert a warm, calm ambience into a hostile and unpleasant gathering. As believers, let us reconcile. Back in the days when two people would have a feud, the third would intervene to dissolve it. Sadly, today we ignite it, we provoke it, we incite it, and then we capture footage and we circulate it. If any, this is the legacy of evil people and disbelievers, never the legacy of a believer. May Allah make us a key to good and a lock to evil. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.